Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Chafifa. This is the preparation for going to the mikveh. It is Simon Kuf Samach 160 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Part of the halachas of going to a mikveh is that after a woman has gone through the process of the Zayin Nekiyim, the 7 clean days, and at the end of the 7 clean days has been doing a bedikah, an internal examination daily, and has found that there's no more bleeding, she may go to the mikveh. But before going to the mikveh, she needs to do a chafifa, a preparation process. We're going to look at three basic concepts today, the chafifa itself, when it should be done, and Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos. Let's start at the beginning. What is a chafifa? A chafifa is a thorough washing and a careful inspection of the entire body and hair in to ensure that there's no dirt or obstruction which remains. How should a woman conduct this physical cleansing? So she must wash her whole body thoroughly with warm water. She has to pay particular attention to the wrinkles and hidden areas. She must also thoroughly comb and disentangle all her hair as well. And she must cut her nails and clean underneath them. What type of products should be used during the chafifa? So she should use any types of substances or soaps that can help clean her hair or her body, but it should not be anything which leaves behind anything which is a film on her body or her hair or something which causes entanglement. What about shampoo or conditioner? So shampoo may be used to clean the hair, but conditioner should not be used since it leaves a thin film on the hair as well. What about internal areas like the mouth, nose, and ear cavities? So anything which is internal, although the water does not need to reach there, needs to be without any hindrances or any blockages, as if the water reached there. So her mouth and her ears and her eyes need to be clean. Okay, next concept. When should it be done? So when is the best time for the chafifa to be done, this preparation? So ideally it should be performed in the daytime of the seventh day, into nightfall, so that it is that she can go to the mikveh immediately after nightfall. So starting just before sunset and going through the process of twilight to the point where she goes to the mikveh. Why is this? So the halacha is a woman can only go to mikveh at night time. So it is best to do the chafifa, the preparation, during the day so that she won't be rushed, because in the day she still can't go to the mikveh. And this way, she will do it at a leisurely pace and won't rush it and won't skip over steps necessary to make sure that she's fully clean. If there is no bath available at the mikveh, so let's say it's just a mikveh, it's a pool, and there's no other options, how should the chafifa be conducted? So the best way to do it is to be done at the mikveh, so the chafifa, the preparation process, can be done right before she goes to the mikveh. But in the case that that's not possible at all, she should do the chafifa, the preparation, at home and bring a comb and recomb her hair immediately before the immersion in the mikveh. Today, the minhag is to go to the mikveh and shower there if the chafifa was done at home. Meaning she would do the bathing and cleaning at home and the cutting and the combing at home, and then she'll go to the mikveh and do a shower there and a recombing. Can the chafifa be done entirely at night or entirely during the day if necessary? So in emergency cases, the chafifa, the preparation, can be done entirely at night, provided it is thorough and unrushed. If prolonging it into the nightfall is not possible, it can also be done entirely during the day. Some poskim actually have a specific time frame, that a minimum time frame that it should take in order to avoid it being rushed. We move on to the third concept, and that is Friday night and Motzei Shabbos. How should a chafifa be handled when immersing on a Friday night? So the chafifa should be completed entirely before twilight, before the sunset, to avoid desecrating Shabbos, because cleaning and drying and cutting, all these things are going to be problems on Shabbos. When should she light candles? So ideally she should either return home after the chafifa, or let's say she did the chafifa at home, take a break while it's still daylight, then light Shabbos candles before she goes to the mikveh. What if she cannot return home to light the candles after the chafifa, so she's stuck at the mikveh? If she cannot, then her husband should light candles on her behalf. What if that is not possible? So if that's also not possible, then she can light the candles first before going to the mikveh al tnai. So she makes it a condition that she's not accepting Shabbos yet, then go to the mikveh. Of course, this is we don't have to plug a mincha. But this is the least of the third or the least ideal of the possibilities. What is the issue with lighting candles and saying the bracha after the mikvah? So let's say she lights candles, doesn't say the bracha, and then she goes to the mikvah and comes home. So the Kitzur points out that this is a bracha levatala. This is incorrect, and it should be not be done that way. How should women proceed to the chafifa if the immersion call happens on a Motzei Shabbos? So in some communities, they have a minhag not to do mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, but many communities do have the minhag. And in the case where they do, the main chafifa is done on a Friday afternoon, then a partial chafifa, like a showering and combing, is done on a Motzei Shabbos. If not possible at all, then the full chafifa may be done on Motzei Shabbos as well. Again, with that time frame being in mind, that a person should not be too rushed. This finishes the halachas of the overview of the halachas of chafifa, the preparation necessary for the mikvah. Obviously, an incredible amount of work goes into this, and it's something which should be appreciated specifically by the men who don't understand necessarily how significant and how much work goes into this. With this, we close. Have a wonderful and meaningful